It's time for the Prescott Coaches Show on KDWA AM 1460 and FM 97.7. Today's show brought to you by Patak's IGA and Philander's Grill. Here's today's Prescott Coaches Show. Good afternoon, everybody. It's the Prescott Coaches Show here on KDWA Radio AM 1460 FM 97.7. You can also listen at KDWA.com. And also, we have these coaches shows now replayed every Monday on our website. So if you miss it on Saturday, you can definitely listen to it on Monday online. And I have a special guest here during the spring sports season. You know him as the Cardinal football coach, Jordan Hansen. But one thing we really want to talk about today is culture change and how it has really impacted our kids across the board. And really, whether they're athletes or not, we're seeing so many kids just into fitness, more into staying in shape. And that's something that they're going to take with them for the rest of their lives. And it's really improving at Prescott. First of all, Coach, good afternoon, good morning. How are you?
Doing great. Thanks for having me on.
Nice to be back with you again. This is going to be fun just because we haven't done this in a while. And I know that for you and I, this is something of a passion for both of us. I mean, over the years, last 21, 22 years that I've been working very closely with kids and coaches in our two communities, one thing that has always been established is a culture. And one thing in Prescott and in Hastings, the last really, I'd say 10 years or so, but really in Prescott the last two or three, is the increase in kids understanding the weight room, understanding fitness. And you as a football coach have a big stake in it with a lot of the boys that are in that weight room year round. I know that, but you and I have talked off the air, away from the fields and everything else, about the culture really starting to change. How have you seen this since you've been here in Prescott really start to come to the forefront, and that being fitness?
Yeah. Again, thanks for having me on. As we get going here, you know, that means we're getting closer to football season. So getting me all excited here, getting me on this spring. But, like you said, our culture shifted. I remember when I first came in here, four or five years ago now already. But this eighth grade class that are all junior, you know, the eighth grade class at the time that are all juniors and even the class above them, really, really wanted to change the culture that we had here, and we're really buying in. And now you're starting to see that ripple effect for all the classes below them, and you're starting to see a huge culture shift in our school. This past year, we're able to hire our own strength coach too, which I think has made a huge difference for every sport. Just to have a guy that's the strength coach, that's not the football coach, it's not the track coaches, it's our strength guy. And for him to build relationships with every single kid and during every sports season, it's amazing when you walk into our weight room and you see all the girl athletes lifting each season. And then now when some of them aren't even in a season, they're still in there and they're working with him and our guys. And it's incredible from where we were a short time ago to where we are now. And you can look down the line in all of our sports right now and all the success that they're having. We got a lot of good athletes, but they've all worked and put that time in. And when you work and put that time in, you're going to see some of those benefits eventually. And we're starting to see those, in the fall with volleyball, and then, you know, in the winter with our basketball teams, and our dance teams are always incredible. And then you look in the spring, our boys' golf team's ranked. Our boys' baseball team just beat a really, really good Altoona team the other day. And girls' softball is going to be tough out in the tournament. So it's a fun time no matter what time of year it is here in Prescott, and it's all due to the athletes and the time they put in and the coaches as well. So it's a fun time to be a Cardinal right now.
Now, I've obviously been on the air long enough, and I don't want to make myself sound too great, but I've been on the air long enough to remember you as a Somerset Spartan. And back in those days, too, and I don't want to, like I said, make you seem old either, but back in those days, the late Bruce Larson was absolutely fantastic in motivating kids. And you got to play for a legend and a guy that meant a lot to you. And I know a lot of what he brought to the forefront was you have to work. And it didn't matter if he was talking to a first, second year media guy like me when I came up, and I've told you this story so many times, that he made me work to get to know him, appreciate him, and vice versa. And that's the thing that the kids here in Prescott were kind of lacking. What did you learn as a kid from Bruce and the rest of the staff in Somerset that now you and the rest of the strength and conditioning staff have been really able to incorporate into Cardinal life as well?
Yeah. I mean, I could be here for 2 days talking about all the lessons I learned from that guy. What an incredible human, and impacted so many lives. But yeah, I mean, we weren't the most athletic team in the conference ever. My 4 years there, I don't think there was one time where you could look at our roster and say, you know, we were the most athletic team in the conference. But you know, we did work, and we put our nose to the grind, and we put our time in, and we played for each other. You know, when you work hard for something, and you work really hard together as a team, and you know, even as a school and a community, when you work that hard for something, it's really hard to quit. And you know, when you get in those tough moments and those tough situations, you're going to give that extra, just because you know the guy next to you is going to give that extra, and you don't want that thing to fail. So, he was the catalyst to jumpstarting that thing at Somerset, and like you said, the you know, one of the main reasons was hard work. And I remember when my sister was going through school there 6 years after me, and you know, she really looked up to him too, and really helped her move along and be the athlete that she was, and hit the weight room and build that culture too. So yeah, he's a legend at Somerset, and you know, trying to take some of the things that I learned, playing underneath him, collaborating with him, and trying to instill some of those values here at Prescott.
Even though opposing coach for so long, he was always one of my favorites, and he'll always know that. We miss him, no doubt about that. And like you said, sending some of that with you here to Prescott. Now you've incorporated Brent Jameson into this now, and he and I haven't gotten together to talk quite yet, and I can't wait to do it. And you working intently with him as a coach and then a strength and conditioning coach is kind of that buffer between, you know, the coaches and the kids and getting them ready. Talk about him a little bit. Maybe introduce us to him and what he has meant to this Prescott community as a whole.
Yeah, Brent's one of the best guys you'll ever meet. He's very caring about our kids. He builds relationships with them, jokes around in the weight room with them, but when it's time to get to work and he has to put his foot down, he makes them work, and you know, he holds kids accountable. And I think kids really, really, really enjoy that. That, you know, there's times where he can, you know, ask how your day's going, and someone you can look up to, and you know, someone that you can ask questions to or come to when you have an issue, maybe not even about strength and conditioning. And he's there, and he's there for you, but he's also there to hold kids accountable and get them working and get them better. And you know, it's not always about, you know, getting as strong as possible and all that as well. He's very into the injury prevention and that as well, and making sure that everyone's doing things correctly when we're in there. So he's been an amazing addition for everybody, the Prescott community, and all the kids that are coming through. And we have more kids signed up right now for summer strength training than we ever have, and almost, you know, we almost have 100 middle school kids signed up for this summer. So we're really excited where we're at, but we're just scratching the surface where I think we can go with you know, him at the helm at our strength and conditioning, and all our coaches on board as well. So it's fun times, and yeah, when you get a chance to meet him, he's an amazing guy. He's from North Carolina. He's got that accent. Just an awesome dude.
Yeah, it's going to be fun to just kind of figure out and get into the inner workings of the brain and find out how much it's meant to him, even coming here to Prescott and seeing what all these kids have been able to do in regards to just making themselves better humans, you know, in their bodies. And it's really, really neat to see. And you and I would say probably 3-4 years ago now, I remember when you started doing some different things in the weight room, you know, and making it look better, not just aesthetically, but really with the equipment and everything else. And I remember going in there and going, gosh, dang it, I wish I had something like this back when I was a kid instead of being down in the dungeon at the old Hastings High School, which still gives me nightmares to this day with Raider Express when that all began, our strength and conditioning program when I was a kid. And, you know, with that said, too, I mean, you guys have so much added into that weight room. What has been the biggest I want to say influx of equipment or whatever it might be in the weight room itself that you've thought that really has helped our kids the last couple of years?
Yeah, I think you're going to be in that room. I mean, you're going to be in that room a ton from year to year. You know, in your 4 years in high school, you're going to be in there an unreal amount of time. You know, our in-season kids are lifting twice, out-of-season kids three times. If you take a weight training class, you know, if you're an athlete, you're going to be in there. So we want to build something that kids can really pride themselves on when they walk in there. They can feel like, wow, this is something special. This isn't something that, you know, other teams in our conference have. So we're going to understand that we really value our time, and we are in here, we're going to get to work. So in times of change, right? So like back when I was in school, we probably, really prided ourselves on the old barbell and the metal benches and the dungeon weight room. But now, you know, just having a space where you can walk into and the kids go, wow, you know, that's incredible. And, you know, all the fundraising that we put into it to make it what it is, and a lot of people donated and stepped up, and we appreciate that in the community. But it's a space where kids can really, really go in and say, you know, I'm proud to be in here, and this is a space that we feel safe in, but we can push each other and get after it. And, you know, for 4 years in there, they're going to be in there quite a bit. They're going to be in there more than that, then they're going to be on the football field. So let's make it a special place, and when we're in there, we can get after it.
That's Coach Jordan Hansen, the head coach of the football team, but also a big stakeholder in our weight room. And we're talking fitness and just the change in culture here in Prescott throughout not only this spring, but really for the last couple of years. We'll take our short break, come back, wrap it up with Coach Hansen right after this on KDWA. When you think of a full-service grocery store, the only name that should pop into your head is Patak's IGA of Prescott. Family-owned and operated since 1912, Patak's IGA is your one-stop shop. Aside from the award-winning grocery store, Patak's offers a full deli, including great meal specials daily, and a meat department that is second to none. Grilling with friends? Find Rafe, and he'll put together a grill pack that you can't resist. Also, while shopping, be sure to stop by the in-store Caribou Coffee Shop for your daily charge. Patak's IGA, a proud Cardinal sponsor. Be sure to stop by Philander's Grill in Prescott, your go-to spot for unbeatable flavors and great times. Dive into our award-winning wings, savor our mouth-watering burgers, and join the excitement of Green Bay Packer football parties. A cherished gem on the east side of the Twin Cities Metro, Philander's is where families come together. We proudly support Prescott area sports as devoted sponsors. Craving convenience? Order online now at philandersgrill.com. Taste the local love at Philander's Grill of Prescott. All right, back with Coach Jordan Hansen, and I'm going to ask you a couple things. First of all, you know, you are a fitness guru with the kids, but I'm going to ask you something too, because you know me, I'm in my 40s now, believe it or not, folks, but I also play baseball still. And you know me, a former goalie, you know, I'm still quite flexible for my age. But again, when you get to this age too, you realize that you're not as skinny as you once were. The calories don't burn off like they used to, and you still want to stay fit. For those people that are parents that also have kids that are entwined in the Prescott program in one way or another, what are some things that you would even suggest to an adult like me, Jordan, to do with my son Dallas to make sure, just even little things, to make sure we're ready to go whenever our season pops up?
It's kind of funny you said that. Right now, you know, and teaching with Brent kind of taking over, I've actually had a little bit more time myself. And to try to test out some of Brent's stuff and you know, get after it in the weight room a little bit with some of our guys. So I go in there and I've been lifting with them too. So I realized like, what did I do for the last 10 years or whatever? I'm doing this coaching thing. I should have been in here grinding the whole time.
Yep.
But just feel so much better after doing it for, you know, for the last, you know, few months here, and following Brent's workouts and working out with the kids. And you know, having two kids at home, I want to make sure that, you know, when we can go to the park and we can play and we can do those things, I can still run around and do that for a long period of time. So, you know, just continuing to exercise. And, you know, there's a lot of gimmicks out there, too, that you got to be careful of. You know, kids find stuff on TikTok or they'll see, this person online got this skinny because they took this. And, you know, all those are a lot of false narratives that we have to as coaches, kind of, you know, explain to kids why we're doing things. This is why we're doing this. This is why we're doing that. You know, Dwayne The Rock Johnson didn't really actually take that one thing to make him look like he is right now.
Yeah.
And kind of fighting those battles with the social media world. And just explain to kids, like, the science behind things, the why behind things. I think it's really important when we're in the weight room, if, you know, why. Yeah, you can go to Snap Fitness and do different muscle group workouts or bodybuilding workouts, and those are great. But here's how we're trying to build athletes, and this is what we're trying to do in the weight room and while we're doing it. So, and for us right now, we're trying to, you know, we got a good culture here going at the high school. Our next step is to really try to take that and then build something at the middle school as well. So they're getting something from, you know, all the way through. And I think that would make a huge difference as well. I think that's the next thing that really has to go to get this thing going is, you know, to work on, you know, not necessarily a ton of strength stuff, but just work on full range of motions, getting in a full squat. What's that look like? You know, because in sport, you want to be as flexible as you can. And when you're exercising, you want to make sure that you're doing those full range of motion exercises. So you are that more flexible. And then you're not getting injured as much, because an injured athlete's no good to anybody. So we're trying to make sure that our athletes are as healthy as possible, you know, and like you said, that flexibility matters. The less flexible you are, the more prone you are to injuries. So those are all things that we look into and to make sure that when we're trying to build an athlete that, yes, we're getting stronger, but are we losing flexibility? We have to make sure that we're continuing to work those things.
You can't just go in there and bench every day either. I mean, I don't think enough kids realize. I mean, some kids probably do, but, you know, you want to, you know, kind of mix up your workouts a little bit. I mean, for me, like I said, a 40-plus-year-old guy trying to get ready to pitch for the upcoming season, play a little first base, swing the bat, some, you know, 15, 20-pound free weights kind of a thing just to, you know, keep my upper body loose. But the one thing that I have really figured out later in my athletic career is stretching is the most important thing that you're going to do before and after you work out or compete. Tell the kids about this, because I don't think enough of them realize until they pull a hammy and they think, oh, I pulled a hamstring, no big deal. Pulling a hammy can knock you out for 5-6 weeks. I've been there. And you got to stretch everything before you play or you're going to be in trouble.
Yeah, no doubt. You know, you see some of the elite teams like Rice Lake, after their football games, they're all in a circle, they're stretching. What a perfect time to stretch. And you know, when your muscles are warm, do some static stretching. And we try to do movement warm-ups. You know, we're trying to do some dynamic movements to get warmed up before, you know, we stress our muscles. You know, and that's, you know, one of the biggest things too is playing multiple sports. I think that helps as well. Is when you're using different muscle groups from season to season, you're seeing those kids not get as injured as much because they're using different muscle groups. Whereas the year-round kids are putting so much stress on the same muscles year-round that you'll see those kids are the ones that actually are the ones getting injured. So you know, that's why it's important to stress, you know, with the kids that to play multiple sports so you can use different muscle groups, but you still get to compete and be on a different team. You get different coaching and things like that, and different, you know, all that plays a role into that as well.
Before I let you go, I know you got to go to your weekend here, buddy, but the final thing I want you to tell folks is, how can kids that are not signed up for strength and speed this summer, how can they get registered? How can they sign up? Do they just talk to you? How can they get that done so we fill that weight room this summer?
Yeah, so a middle school, that got sent out to parents. It's on the middle. Actually, our middle school is built. Their schedule is built, and they're up at the high school for summer school, so they can just sign up through summer school and have a strength and conditioning that's from 11 to noon for middle school. All high school parents got an email as well to sign up for high school summer speed and strength. That'll be with Coach Jameson, myself, and Coach Fox as well. He's over at playing football over at River Falls, and he comes over back over in the summer and helps us out with that. So that's going to be from 6:30 to 8 to 9:30, and then 9:30 to 11. We have three different sessions. They can sign up, just have their parents check the email. And if they don't get signed up, they can show up day one. and we'll get them signed up from there. So we're hoping to pack the weight room with bigger numbers than we ever have this summer.
And we're going to do that, no doubt about that. It's so exciting right now, everything that's going on in Prescott, whether it's spring or looking forward to fall. I want to thank you for your time as always, buddy. Enjoy your weekend, and you and I will talk soon.
Thanks.
That's Coach Jordan Hanson. We'll take a break. I'll wrap up the show after this on KDWA.
Be sure to stop by Philander's Grill in Prescott, your go-to spot for unbeatable flavors and great times. Dive into our award-winning wings, savor our mouth-watering burgers, and join the excitement of Green Bay Packer football parties. A cherished gem on the east side of the Twin Cities Metro, Philander's is where families come together. We proudly support Prescott area sports as devoted sponsors. Craving convenience? Order online now at philandersgrill.com. Taste the local love at Philander's Grill of Prescott. The sizzle of the grill, the smell of the smoker, that's Patak's IGA meats. The meats speak for themselves, but let all of their awards also have a few words. From steak, brats, and burgers to filet mignon and prime rib, the only place to get your meats for that next grill out or special occasion is Patak's IGA. Let Rafe and the crew select only the highest quality beef, pork, chicken, and fish for your next lunch or dinner. Patak's IGA will also take care of all of your venison processing needs when that time arises. If wild game fills your freezer, let Patak's do the work. Patak's IGA, 1205 Eagle Ridge Drive in Prescott.
We are back to wrap up the weekend and send it to Prescott Sports Saturday. We'll have the, well, short softball game from earlier on in the week. The Cardinals took care of business in only three innings. You're going to listen to those three innings here in a little bit with Trey Lauer, and it's just a lot of fun. It really was, to be honest. Two big wins against Amory this week for the Cardinal girls. I think they won 19-0 as well on Thursday against Amory. So Amory, again, only 12 kids coming out. Just a tough deal for them, but neither there or now. It's just going to be a fact that the Cardinals just need to keep things rolling here in the springtime, and we'll have more with Coach Johnson as well as we move on throughout the season. Coach Ryan will join us, Coach Calabrese, of course, Coach Hamilton, the golfers playing so well now, ranked in the top 10. It's just a fun time right now, like Coach Hanson said in Prescott. I want to throw a special thank you out to the Patak family, the Karish family, Patak's IGA, and also at Philander's Grill. They're the best in the business. Go over to Philander's. Have a great dinner tonight and have a couple of beverages. Great time. And, of course, stop by Patak's for anything and everything whenever you want to. Well, from 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. anyway. But stop in to Patak's as well. And thanks to both of them for putting the show on as well. That's it for us. Prescott Sports Saturday is next.
And that concludes today's Prescott Coaches Show on KDWA AM 1460, FM 97.7, and KDWA.com. Today's show brought to you by Patak's IGA and Philander's Grill. We'll see you back here next week at 12:05 p.m. for the next Prescott Coaches Show.